You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, when I look at the 14-day weather forecast, it sure does look wet across the Corn Belt. What's your assessment?
I certainly have to concur with that, at least for the 10 days. I don't know if I'm ready to buy into the last few, but it's going to be so wet that it won't matter if it rains anymore after day 11. We'll still be waiting for the ground to dry up. Certainly a very dynamic atmosphere right now. A lot of very warm and humid air over the southeastern half of the country. Very cold air in the northern plains and Canada's prairies, and a Pacific storm system coming in from the Pacific Ocean is expected to help contribute moisture to this pattern. And, of course, we did just have the tropical depression Rosa bring some tropical moisture into the U.S. So the atmosphere is totally charged with moisture. You can't even squeeze in any more moisture, I think, at this point. And you've got the temperature contrast. Well, that storm coming in from the Pacific is going to be the trigger for setting off the rain, because it is going to push cooler air into the middle of the country, closer to the warm air, and the two will start fighting, and we'll end up with some wave after wave after wave of rainfall that will impact the western Corn Belt. And the bottom line is we're going to end up with multiple inches of rain over the next 7 to 10 days. And the amounts will be more than enough to cause saturated soil and significant runoff. We'll have some certainly small and middle-sized river systems in flood by this time next week. And maybe the lower Missouri could be approaching that at some point as we get towards the end of next week or the following weekend.
Nothing worse than having to mud a crop out after this is done. So which states and which parts of those states are most impacted?
It looks like Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, maybe eastern Nebraska, certainly southern Minnesota and Wisconsin will be at the heart of the really wettest conditions. Now, parts of Illinois will be involved too, but they aren't quite as wet as some of these areas further to the west. And actually, Missouri and Kansas are not quite as wet as anybody. They've had a pretty dry summer, so they'll be able to absorb a lot of that. But it's still going to get too wet, and there's still going to be harvest delays. And I should point out, there's also going to be a lot of snow in the northern plains. In Canada's prairies, those areas up there are going to end up with multiple inches of snow, especially Sunday through Tuesday of next week. So it's a very ugly picture at the moment.
Did they lose the last set of snow? Did it melt off, or is it still there?
They've had multiple waves of snow occur across the prairies here in the past week to week and a half already. There was a big heavy snow event along the Front Range of the Rockies in southwestern Alberta yesterday. There was also snow yesterday in southern and east central parts of Saskatchewan. It's snowing now. There's one more small storm coming through tomorrow night into Friday, and then the big one coming up Tuesday into Sunday into Tuesday, and all of these are going to just leave everybody sitting on the sidelines and waiting to get back into the fields and hoping that they can. There's some significant snow depths out there in a few spots, and those areas that don't have it, well, they may have it before we're done here over this late weekend, early next week.
Thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated. I'm Todd Gleason.